Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, February 22nd, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple's Safari web browser has never been as popular as Google Chrome, which dominates the worldwide market share, but it has been consolidated as the second most used browser for a long time, although it now looks like that is about to change. New data shows that Safari remains the second most used desktop web browser in the world as of January of 2022, but two of its competitors are close to taking over second place. While Safari is used by 9.9% of desktop users, Microsoft Edge is not far behind at 9.5%. Firefox is also growing at a rapid pace and is now at 9.2% of the desktop market. And unsurprisingly, Google Chrome is still in first place with over 65% of the share. For Safari, this means that its year-over-year share of the market is down by around 1%, and the lead between it and Microsoft Edge and Firefox is narrowing. So this means that if Safari continues to lose users, it could fall to third place or even fourth place in the desktop web browser market. The data from StatCounter doesn't provide any reasoning for why Safari might be losing users. You probably remember that last year, Apple tried to bring a radical new design to Safari, but complaints from users during the beta testing process ended up causing the company to revert to the old design and make the new interface optional for users instead. It could be that some users preemptively switched to Firefox when they heard that Apple was planning a complete redesign for Safari. It's unclear if Apple has any major changes in store for Safari this year on the Mac, but we should learn more at WWDC in June. In other news today, as part of its broader report focused on the growth of foldable smartphones, analysts at Display Supply Chain Consultants have new details on Apple's work on a foldable iPhone and the idea that Apple is investigating a foldable notebook of some sort. First off, based on conversations with supply chain sources, analyst Ross Young says that Apple has delayed its expectations for a foldable iPhone to 2025. This represents a delay of around 2 years compared to previously reported timelines of a foldable iPhone launching in 2023. The report explains that Apple does not appear to be in a hurry to enter the foldable smartphone market, so it could actually be even later than 2025 when or if a design actually launches. Android counterparts like Samsung have entered the foldable smartphone industry with full force, but Apple has been much more reserved so far. Samsung has developed its foldable smartphone products largely in public, but as usual, Apple's approach has been to work on a foldable iPhone in secrecy, and it's clear that it plans to only release a product when it's deemed ready for the actual user. Reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has also predicted in the past that once Apple does launch a foldable iPhone, it could sell upwards of 20 million units in its first year. But perhaps even more interesting is that Young says Apple is investigating the idea of a foldable MacBook of some sort. Apple is reportedly in discussions with suppliers about this category, and while a product is still years away, its interest is supposedly in a 20-inch foldable design of some sort. More details here are unclear for now, but this sounds like an incredibly intriguing product. This report speculates that the size could create a new category for Apple and represent some sort of dual-use product that can function as either a full-size notebook or an external monitor at full 4K or even higher resolution. Display Supply Chain Consultants has proven to be a reliable source for rumors like this. But with both of these products still being around 3 to 5 years away, it's important to keep in mind that Apple's roadmap might change or that it could abandon both of these products altogether. Rounding out today, last year, AT&T announced that it would be shutting down its 3G network in February of 2022, and that shutdown is now set to occur today, February 22nd. In a customer support document, AT&T says that it is phasing out its 3G network in order to make room for an even better one to further improve the user experience. This, of course, is part of AT&T's efforts to transition to a 5G network, and the shutdown of 3G technology will allow it to continue to invest more in 5G. When AT&T's 3G network officially shuts down today, devices that do not have at least 4G capabilities will no longer be able to receive data or voice service. This impacts any device with a cellular connection, including smartphones, flip phones, and much more. AT&T does note that the iPhone 6 and newer will continue working on its network following this 3G shutdown, but prepaid subscribers using a phone that do not support voice over LTE will need to upgrade to a new device. But what's more interesting is that these network shutdowns impact more than just smartphones and cell phones. For instance, Amazon has told some Kindle owners that their devices will no longer have cellular access following the shutdown. Select Tesla cars with built-in cellular features will also lose connection, impacting things like infotainment features, mobile app capabilities, and even roadside assistance. A CNBC report over the weekend also detailed that the COVID-19 pandemic and supply chain disruptions have impacted the ability of some companies to meet this February 22nd deadline. The report says that this has notably impacted alarm systems and personal emergency response systems that many senior citizens rely on to live independently. AT&T is not the only cellular provider planning to phase out 3G networks, but it is the first in the U.S. to make the change. Verizon has announced that it plans to shut down its 3G network at the end of 2022. And while some have called on AT&T to delay this shutdown to give companies and users more time, it so far has resisted those calls for a delay. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news in 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.